Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're annoying.
Okay. I'm situated.
Oh, forgot to.
All right. Hey, guys. Welcome to our 100 episode.
100% episode. 100%. 100%.
So welcome to
H-U-N-R-D
between the
percent.
You keep talking the same time. 100. Welcome to Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina. It's actually fitting that we are recording on Labor Day. Mm-hmm. And it makes sense because our guest today for our 100 episode was in labor with Brooke.
Me.
Yeah.
Not on this exact day.
Right.
That would make it even
better. That would be weird.
That would be really weird. Be like, if it were Labor Day and it were my birthday and you were here.
Wow. Crazy. Mind blown.
No. Yes, this woman pushed me out. She did.
Yeah.
Did a great job.
So
my head,
would you like to introduce her?
Shaped pretty nicely.
Yeah. It's not too fucked up.
No, at least one can hope. Cause if I ever have to, you know, shave my head one day,
you'll be fine.
I would love to see that.
I'll be fine. Just like a full Britney Spears.
Yeah. Just a full breakdown moment.
I was talking to Devin about
cool,
that.
I'm going to take over on all your money and just keep you in the house.
It was like a Hail Mary. Like if everything just falls apart, like one more thing we could do just, you know, just for exposure is like go on Instagram and then just take a poll of if I should shave my head or not.
That's a terrible idea.
And then just like do it.
You know what would be really cool is if they just shaved all of your hair except for what was attached to the extensions.
Just the pieces that were attached to the extensions?
No, just like all of your actual hair, but leave what's attached to the extensions. Just leave the extensions in. You'd have like a horseshoe, like a bald.
Yeah, give me like an actor. Like there's an actor really with like kind of hair like that, right? Bald, like the long.
Who?
Oh. I'm going to tell
I'm gonna
you.
Crack this wine open.
The character that I'm thinking of, and I don't think he has hair like that. He just has long. He's kind of like a scary white guy, long blonde hair. Why do I feel like he's the villain in Ghost?
Oh. You know
what I'm talking about?
I kind of.
He's like a villain in a lot of old movies.
Yeah.
Kind of
I'm thinking
plays
of
that
the
character.
Dude in Die Hard.
Maybe that's.
I don't know. Anyway.
Moving
okay.
On.
We're yeah. So would you like to introduce?
Yeah. Hey guys.
Our
this
guest.
Is my mom.
Say hi, mom.
Hi.
This is Leslie Entz. And she's here. And we're doing, I think the last time she was on the podcast was an accidental phone call.
Yeah.
It was.
That was
and
your
it
debut.
Was like, it was like one of our first podcasts.
Yeah. Yep. I think it's happened a few times.
She's so nervous to be sitting here on the podcast right now and we're like, no reason to be nervous. We're
just talking to each other.
That's it.
And I'm doing good.
And our listeners.
And I'll pop in when I can.
Okay.
100, huh?
Well, I wanted to
episode.
Say, I did want to say thank you to everybody who wrote in to give us ideas. There were a lot of good ones. There were some bad ones. Sorry,
which
there was
which was expected.
There was just one bad one. I was going to find it.
You going to read it?
Well, hold on. I got to put these suckers on.
While you're searching, do you want me to tell a really funny story?
Yeah.
Okay. It's also a funny story I haven't told you yet.
So oh, good.
You're going to want to listen to this.
Okay.
All right. So the other day, me and my mom were driving. We were over on West Cliff in Santa Cruz. We were taking Maggie to the dog park.
Mm-hmm.
And we go to the dog beach. It was disgusting.
Bad.
Just the kelp was so bad, and like all the bugs in the kelp, and there was still like ash all over in the sand. Mm-hmm. So like we let her run for a minute just because she had spent so much time inside because the, you know, everything that's happening here.
Right.
And then we're like, well, let's get out of here. So we leave and we're walking back to my car. And as we're kind of pulling up to my car, there's this like, I want to say it was like a BMW car that was like trying to parallel park right in front of my
car.
It
actually wasn't a BMW.
What was it?
It was a Corolla.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
No, it wasn't.
Because they're such a mom and daughter.
It was a Honda.
No, it wasn't, Mom. I swear to God, it was like a very, it was one of those little, it was like one of those teenage boys that has a lot of money. Okay. It was a nice car.
Okay.
So this car, I didn't realize who was driving the vehicle until we got a little bit closer, but we watched this car like trying to, attempting to parallel park in front of my car. There was a very big amount of space. There was a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've done this many times where if I'm driving on the right side of the road and the parking spot's on the right side of the road and it seems like a really big spot, I might go in head on, you know?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And then what happens is you go head on and you just never can get it right.
Nope.
You just continue to fuck it up.
Yep.
Like you just keep like inching, like Austin Powers, mm-hmm, parking, and you just can't until you have to start over. So we're watching this and he's like back. He's like, he goes in and he's like backing up. And we're like watching it like, oh shit, don't hit my car.
It was getting close.
It was getting really close. And so then he stops, he's pulling forward. And so we're laughing because it's just this car full of like these, like, you know,
young kids,
young adult, all these boys.
Uh-huh.
I didn't realize it was all boys in the car. I just saw the two boys in the front. Anyways, I go to get in my car. I put Maggie in the car. And right before I get in the car, I'm just thinking, I should go and give him a tip. So I did.
No.
His window was down.
Unsolicited tip?
Yep.
Yep. She did.
I walk up. And I'm just going to say I looked pretty cute that day because my mom bought me a hat. Walk up to the window and they weren't expecting it. And the window was down and I just leaned out. I leaned down and put my hands, you know, I was like, and I go, hey.
You probably scared the shit out of them.
I'm like, hey. And they had seen me though because they're like, you know, probably feeling kind of dumb that they can't quite get it right.
Right, it's
and
taking
I'm literally
forever.
Just standing there trying to get into my car. And so I just stopped and he looks and I was like, hey, here's some advice. And I was like, and I get it. I was like, no, this happens to me all the time. But one thing, 9 out of 10 times, every time you want a parallel park, I'm like, just always pull up to the car in front and reverse in. Every time. I said, even though when the space looks like it's big enough for you to pull right in,
right,
I'm like, this happens to me all the time. So I know. I told him, I was like, all right, you're going to pull up even to that car. You're going to back up. And turn your wheel until your front wheel matches this one. And then you're going to start straightening it out. And he's like, okay, you know, or whatever. I give this advice. And I'm like,
he's like, shut up, old lady.
I walk away.
No, he was cute.
And I was, you know, I walk away. And then we're getting in the car and he does it. So then I knew he wasn't like too embarrassed.
Right.
Or anything.
Or proud.
Then he did what I had told him to do.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like a glove, right? Parks it perfect.
We were coaxing him along.
So we're driving. We pull out and we're passing. And as we start driving, my mom, we just noticed that I had stuff in my teeth.
We had
pokey. And I like... My mom was getting something out of her teeth and I was like, oh, I wonder if I have anything in my teeth.
And I went,
and I look in the mirror and I have a green thing.
No.
Big.
On the side of my front tooth.
No.
And I was like, because right before this, literally right before I go, you know what I just love about that? Like, he's going to remember that moment forever. And I'm thinking like, you know, I'm like a cute older woman, older girl, you know, older than him and probably embarrassing because I came over and gave him unsolicited advice, which he took and it worked. And then I'm like, and then he's going to remember this girl that came into his window that had green shit
big
in her
giant
teeth.
Giant green thing.
It was big.
It was so funny.
That's so embarrassing.
I can't wait to tell this story to Gina on the podcast.
Dude, that just happened to me after we had pizza the other day and Colby was videoing and the whole time. You know, he's asking me questions and stuff and then I'm answering and then I go to drop Daniel off after and he goes, you have a big thing in your tooth. This giant,
tell me now.
Giant black thing in my tooth. I was like, cool. I hope there's like, you know, it's me talking really close up.
Don't you know, every time you eat, you kind of take your tongue and
I mean,
well, yeah, anything like there. I mean, make sure you don't have.
But yeah, sometimes it's I mean
that.
Deep in
that
there.
Yes, that would make sense. That would make sense.
Yeah.
But you know, sometimes you forget. Just so deep in that pizza.
Yeah.
That pizza was
that
good.
Pizza was delicious, right?
Yeah, I don't normally eat pizza. I know. Way.
I know.
Of
all of us did. We all had so to roll
pizza.
Ourselves out of there. We were just oozing fat, sweating grease. I found it. Okay, so this is the bad one. And by the way, Tammy, thank you so much for being a great listener. But she even opens it with, I've got an idea for the 100th episode. Gina, I'm sorry, you're probably going to hate this.
Oh, you were right.
And I did. Gina mentioned she's going to do bodybuilding. How about considering a bikini competition?
Oh my God.
Brooke could discuss her figure competition experiences and share some photos of those days. You could also have a prep coach as a guest on Between the Reps and discuss the process and give an overview of what it will take. Brooke could also discuss avoiding all the common pitfalls. Then you could use footage of the actual process over time in vlogs too.
Of you doing a bikini show?
Yeah. No. The answer's no.
That's going to be a no for me,
that's
boss.
That's going to be a no for me, dog. Anyway, she goes on. I thought that was pretty funny.
That is funny.
So,
and you were right.
Thank you, Tammy.
You were right. She is not Gina's into it.
Gonna hate this.
I would have loved it. For her to do that?
I would have cheered John.
I have to be honest, and I hope I don't offend anybody. I might offend somebody.
No one's here.
If I do, I do.
No one's here to respond.
I've had some friends who, as they're getting older, you know, do one of these things.
Yeah.
And there's a part of me that just feels like it's like a last attempt to get some kind of attention for your body.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
Yeah. And if somebody out there does it, good for you. That's great. But I just wouldn't, that's not the kind of attention that I like.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not me, but thank
and
you. That
honestly,
was-
I think I'd be, I don't think I'd be okay with you getting more attention than you already get.
You're so full of shit.
But I will say this. All right. I work out. So do you.
Yeah. You do work out.
Also, I enjoy being fit, feeling sexy, and like pretty vain about wanting to stay in shape and how we look, right?
Right.
That's the reality. I will also say that my personal opinion and assumption, but personal opinion on any of the competitions of people that are in like bikini or bodybuilding, whatever. Yes, for some of those like people that do it, they're so dedicated. It's like, it just becomes a way of life.
Right.
Especially like when you've put so much time into like bodybuilding,
mm-hmm.
right? Because that's like, it takes, you have to want it.
Right.
Right? That's a lot more.
Well, it's a huge dedication.
Yes.
I mean, I do respect what they have to go through.
And they do that because they want it. But also I would say, I would assume that it always, for me, it feels good to know that I look good. It feels even it feels even better though to just feel good about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that could look all kinds of different ways. You know what I mean? But I totally agree with you that doing some of those shows, because there is no return on it from doing a show. The return from training and dieting and working towards something. So maybe that's why you need the competition. For me, I do have to have, I like to have a goal. It's like, I need to be ready by this date. So like doing something like that could work really well for me if I really wanted to get ready for something. A lot of people don't need that because they just want to live that lifestyle and, you know, diet and work hard. But I wouldn't, like I would want some attention. So that's definitely like your friends. That's definitely an attempt to one, feel really good about themselves, but also have everyone notice it.
Which isn't a bad thing.
No,
it's just not for me.
So I don't think anyone could really be mad about that, because it's just the truth. And sometimes the truth
hurts.
It either hurts or it's, it's funny because it's true. And also you might be a little embarrassed or upset, but also it's the truth. So you can't get too mad about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Hopefully.
Truth jokes.
Truth jokes?
Yeah, I have some friends that talk about truth jokes.
What's that?
You make truth jokes at friends. It's like, Daniel does not like truth jokes.
Oh.
You know, it's like if we poke fun at him because all he does is talk about cameras, right?
Right.
And he does not like it.
Right.
Even though it's the truth.
It's the truth. Yes. Yes.
Truth jokes.
Yeah, truth jokes.
We make truth jokes at ourselves. That's why I think we're...
It's called self-deprecating.
Oh, I thought you were tapping me like you were like, hey, I'm here. Let me talk.
Oh, no.
I'm trying to say something.
Okay, but I am done talking, so.
So I just wanted to give... I just wanted to read a couple other ones just because people were so nice to write in. This one was, hi guys, I hope you're both well. I'm loving the episodes and I've watched them for as long as I can remember. To celebrate the 100th episode, you could include all the highlights, best bits from all your previous episodes, as there are so many to mention. I can't wait to see what the episode features. Keeping you, lots of love, Charlie. Thank you, Charlie. We have stated many times that we don't remember anything that we've said.
We don't. We don't, man.
So
I literally had Devin. We had an episode where I talked about my Devin being like the greatest. She's so much more than an assistant, but I don't even know what I would call her. She's Devin.
She's your friend.
She's Hey Devin.
She's Hey Devin.
Hey Devin.
And literally like the day it came out, she texted me and she said, you know, it was like, you know, thanking me about it. And I go, what did I talk about?
I know.
And then as she said something else, then I remembered like what it must have been about, but I had no idea.
No idea. I know. So we would do that, but honestly, it would take us having to listen to all of them to...
And take notes.
Yeah. To even remember what we said.
There are some good ones.
Yeah.
I mean, one in particular was probably, you know, I mean, I think it was funny and also just it was truth was when I told the story about how my period cup failed at the gym.
Mm-hmm. That was a good one.
So embarrassing. And
such a proud moment.
And funny.
Such a proud moment.
Yeah, because I just, you know, I was working out and I must have just clamped down too hard.
Shoot that sucker right out.
Just really got it twisted up in there.
This right, one was funny too. I'm not going to read all of them. Like the whole things. This was from Tess. I'm not going to read her whole name. She says, 100th episode ideas. The two of you wanted to reenact movies. So maybe a little Step Brothers clip, maybe 100 listener shout out. What throughout the episode, what you would be doing at age 100 in a nursing home together. What famous person you would tip $100, $100 bill to strip tease for you. Which, I mean, those are awesome too. This other one from Catherine was discuss worst wardrobe malfunctions you've had when working out. Have you had any?
I was sort of thinking.
I've had like a nipple pop out the top.
Yeah.
Like I have a shirt over it. So you just see like an indent and just like a nipple above it. But I haven't had any, I mean, I don't wear shorts. So,
have you? I mean, I have, I think I told the story of my wardrobe malfunction, sort of.
Which one?
My white shorts. Mm. When I was in Europe, I did tell that story.
Oh, you did?
There's poop on it.
Yeah.
There was. I mean, I'm not even ashamed anymore. Shameless.
That's right.
I didn't poop my pants. I just
sat
with
the,
no, with these shorts. With a lot of workout shorts, I don't wear underwear. And I was squatting super heavy. And maybe when I was in Europe, they didn't
like
have...
Like you just had like a turtle head poking?
No, I don't even think it... I think it was just a dirty butthole. I think that when I was in the UK...
Did you
let
shart?
Me finish. No. No, I think that like they didn't have wet wipes. So that's why I like wet wipes, because you get it clean back there. Toilet paper, you just never know.
I know, but you know what my sister told me?
What?
You're not supposed to flush wet wipes.
Oh, no.
Ever.
Ever. No. I knew that.
Well, I didn't know that.
Because they say, the ones that are flushable, they say you're supposed to use, you could flush one, but I've definitely heard stories of the buildup of those things.
Yeah, no, it's a lie. You're not supposed to flush them at all. That's what my sister told me. I had no idea.
You've been flushing them?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's the flushable ones.
I haven't had
them. They say flushable.
I know.
It's
maybe
a lie.
I just need a bidet then. You can't have a bidet.
if I told that story.
I think you did.
See, like I said, can't remember.
In case you guys are wondering, she shit in a bidet.
I did.
I just told the story how I got poop from a dirty butthole on white workout shorts and then walked around Warner Brothers Studios. That's embarrassing as shit. But Gina does have some embarrassing moments that are...
Too many to mention.
Yeah.
Yeah, I shit in a bidet.
You did.
I did.
I'm proud of you.
The best was...
I can still just hear you.
What did I say?
I can still just hear you. You're in the bathroom and you just go, oh no. And I was like, what? And you're like, don't come in here. Don't come in here.
I did.
And I was like, what? And you're like, no, don't come in here.
Dude, that was humiliating.
Just like, I could hear you perfectly the moment you realized that the weird urinal style, sort of weird, wide, no toilet
well,
seat.
I think I had
no
been,
toilet seat having toilet was actually a bidet.
Well, I had been drinking. And so I sat down and I already was like, this feels weird.
But I'm in Italy.
Yeah, but I'm already there. I'm already going.
It's happening.
It's happening. This one was from Ashley. She has a bunch of nice things to say. Thank you, Ashley. It says, 100th episode, you guys should call fans or listeners of the podcast, or it would be fun to hear or see some of your family on the podcast, Brooke's mom and dad, Gina's kids. So, Ashley, your wish is our command. We have Brooke's mom here. I was telling Brooke, I would not have my kids on this because... God knows what they would say. I don't know if I would trust what they would say.
I'm not sure I would either. I
yeah, you hung out with them last night.
I hung out with them last night.
Honestly, I think
they're
it's
a crazy
great
bunch.
Idea.
Great
they're,
bunch.
Yeah,
great bunch.
No, they're amazing. My kids are amazing.
I think it's a great idea.
But, well, we'll see.
It would definitely be a party.
It would definitely be a party.
You know what we could do?
What?
Okay, episode idea.
Mm-hmm.
We record just like little snippets of like a two question with each of your kids.
Okay.
You know, it's like, and then it's like one comes in, we sit down, we ask them a couple questions, they get up, they leave. Next one, next, sits down, couple questions, next. Because we film it and we record it, but then we can just tighten it up.
Which kid do you think I'd be the most scared of?
Ruby.
I mean, Ruby.
Oh, see, that's not the first person that comes to mind.
Really?
Yeah. It's Jordan.
Oh, he was my next one. But I was also thinking after hanging
he's
out.
He's so unfiltered.
He is very unfiltered.
Yeah.
But getting one to leave for the other one to come in might be a problem.
I know.
They all want to comment.
They do. They do.
Oh, so, you for sure could not get Jordan out of the seat.
No, he wouldn't.
He would need to be the last one.
He would. He'd have tons to say. He loves telling people that I smoked when I was pregnant, and that's why he has learning disabilities.
No way.
Which is not true. I didn't. Okay, so this is the thing. I found out that I was pregnant later. I didn't realize it because I was a teenager, and I just didn't know. And so when I found out, I realized I had been smoking. And so when my kids were older, they would ask you things like, did you ever do drugs? Did you ever smoke? Did you ever, you know? And so Jordan had asked me one time when he was little, he said, Mom, did you ever smoke when you were younger? And I said, and I've always been honest with him. I said, yeah. And you know, it was really bad. You know, I don't want to do it. And he said, I don't know why he said this, but he said, did you smoke when you were pregnant with me? And I was like, yes.
Maybe yes, for like a second.
So he loves telling that story, and it makes it sound like I was just smoking through my whole pregnancy. I mean, as soon as I found out that I was pregnant, I didn't smoke anymore. But yeah, it was. So yeah, I don't trust him. I don't trust what he'll say. Funny. The other night, so Leslie's been here for how long?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. 5 days?
5 days.
Yeah. It's been awesome. And Brooke and Leslie were over at the house two nights ago, and we were talking about my kids. And I said, I bet if I called one of them or called Jordan, he would answer. And it was like 10:30 at night, and he answers. And all of my kids are over at one kid's house, and they're Hammered.
So funny.
Hammered. And
Mom, I can't.
They all start chanting. We thought they were chanting, Brooke's mom's bum. Brooke's mom's bum.
I know.
But they were chanting, Brooke's mom's buff. Brooke's mom's buff. I think we may have, well, one, they were all so hammered drunk that Kylie may have not got every syllable out.
No, but Kylie also was talking about her swimsuit pictures and how amazing she looked. Pictures.
And then they talked about how I'm actually their adopted daddy. And that they... And that they really wanted...
They were calling
grandma,
you
they really wanted her, their step-grandma to be Leslie.
Yeah. They were calling you their stepdad.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was they're funny kids.
They showed up to dinner and Kylie goes, I told them that I knew that Daddy Brooke would be here today. I was like, that's right. Don't you ever forget
that's
it.
That's right. Better go clean your room. I know.
Apparently, I scared Jordan.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember when she yelled?
No.
When you were trying to get him to start eating.
No one was listening to you. I'm letting you know, that's normal. And she did it.
I don't think I even realized.
Dude, she was
I'm so used to him not listening to
you. You're like, you guys, come and eat. And my mom was like, yeah, get up here and get it or something like that.
And I said, get your asses up and eat. She's been cooking all day.
Thank you.
In the kitchen.
Thank you.
For you all.
That's yeah, right.
But the get your asses up and come eat was like,
oh, okay.
I mean, very normal for like what I've grew up with, but like loud. And you had all the boys like looking at her just like, you're kind of scaring me.
I was
laughing so hard. I'm like, yeah, that's her. There's your grandma.
that's your step grandma. No, it was funny because during Liar's Dice, Jordan kept forgetting Leslie's name and he kept saying, Go, Brooke Mom's buff. Brooke Mom's buff.
Oh man!
All right. So let's get to your mom.
Mom, what's your most embarrassing moment?
My most embarrassing moment.
What's something that was very embarrassing?
I don't really know.
There has to be something.
Nothing ever embarrasses you?
No. You probably could pick something more than me.
Actually, I 100% couldn't, Mom.
I really...
You lived many years before you had me, 30 to be exact.
You never had anything really embarrassing happen to you?
Well, I don't know if you can call it embarrassing, but my kids, well, Cody especially...
In the mic.
...would like to hide from me if I took him anywhere. And we were in a store, and it was back when...
This is actually really funny.
There was a kidnapping of a little boy, and they found him. You know, a lot of that was going on. And I'd gone into a store with him, and he hid from me. He was there, and he wasn't there. And I went into, like, panic mode. I'm looking all over, and then it's like they're about ready to call the cops. And I look over, and they had those racks of,
Like clothing. Yeah,
my kids used to do that.
And he's hidden in there and his little head's peeking out. And I'm like, oh, hell, you're in so much trouble.
You're in so much trouble.
Kids is like, I reach to touch him and he like throws his hands up overhead and drops to the ground. Like everybody stops and looks like I beat the shit out of him. Like I just beat the living shit out of him. He's like, and I'm, the whole store, because they've been calling him with the intercom, is looking for him. And then he does that to me and he thinks it's really funny.
I mean, I'm the youngest of four.
Horrible.
And we were still hiding in clothing racks when I was
growing up.
Yeah.
But then by the time I was growing up, what she would say was, I'm leaving you guys. She didn't even know where we were. And she was like, bye, stay here. And we're all in there like as long as we can. We're like,
wait, hold on. Is mom leaving?
I'm out of here.
Mom's leaving us.
Bye, no, that is see ya.
Kids can be very embarrassing for sure.
I probably.
Yeah.
Or like when Cody was screaming in the grocery store.
Okay, he was still in the shopping cart. And
how old? My brother's the oldest, by the way. I'm the youngest of four.
Maybe three.
Okay.
Three or four. And I was down the street from my parents' house. And of course, my dad, great man. My son would hang out with him. He was the first grandson. And he'd go everywhere with him, and my dad would call. This is awful. Like, well, it's just bologna or
bologna and cheese
was called horse cock and clogged butt. Okay.
Wait, like clogged butt.
Cheese would plug
clog
you
your
up.
Butt.
Okay. Okay. So,
so my grandpa would call bologna and cheese sandwiches horse cock and clogged butt.
Okay. So, seriously.
Horse cock.
So, here we
Sounds
are.
Sounds delicious.
Okay. No, I'm in a grocery store. I have him in the shopping cart. My cart's loaded, and I happen to bypass the meat and cheese area. And he starts hollering, "Mom, get that horse cock and clog butt." And I'm like, people are stopping. And he would not stop. He just kept yelling it that I finally went up to the front and I said, "I will be right back to get these groceries." And I got him out of the cart and I drove him up the street, which was 2 blocks away. And my dad was there. And I said, "Here you go."
Yeah. He's yours now.
He's yours now.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I want the horse cock and clog
butt. And he was screaming the whole way out of the store.
Oh, Ruby used to do that.
Horse cock and clog butt. Can imagine that. Screaming is one thing, but yelling horse cock and clog butt is a total another thing.
They're all like, what kind of mother is this?
Oh, I've had so many of those moments. You have no idea. I feel you. Ruby used to call. She couldn't talk, so she would say lipstick was dick dick. And I'd be in the store. I'd be, you know, at Walgreens or something, picking stuff up, and she'd see lipstick, and she'd go, she'd point to her mouth, and she'd go, "Dick, dick, mommy, dick, dick." I was like, "Oh my God, no,
she didn't
no,
mean it. That's
no."
What she meant.
I knew other people would be looking at me. I'd be, "Nope, nope. She means lipstick. You mean lipstick, right, honey? Lipstick,
dick, dick."
Yeah, she used to call the Grinch the bitch.
Yeah, when they can't get all those siblings.
I know.
They laugh.
No.
It's funny. It is funny. I'm not going to lie.
What's the most, what's the worst thing Brooke's ever done? Look at your face.
Wow. The worst thing she's ever done.
Is Brooke your favorite child?
No, Lacey's the golden child.
You're...
We actually used
you're
to
get all in, my favorites.
We actually all used my
to,
favorites.
We actually used to get
all
in trouble.
All my favorites.
We used to get in trouble. Oh, I think your later years, I'm definitely...
She's not going to say it.
She knows it. And my siblings know it too. I am the favorite. Not only am I the favorite of
I am
mom and dad, I'm their favorite. You guys know it. Probably because I'm not home.
That's probably
true. That's probably true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I am the favorite because we all love each other so much. And because I'm not home, when I do come home, we just love to love each other even more. Like go and do stuff.
Yeah,
but that's the same with the grandkids. You know, they all want Aunt Brooke.
Mom comes to California, and we like dress her up in the 1930s.
I know. And take me out.
Take her out.
Take her
dancing.
Out.
Dancing. Take her out dancing.
Take her out. This little flapper.
Little flapper.
Yeah,
it was great. But no, I.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell some stories about me, Mom.
Yeah, our listeners want to know
stories about her.
Mm-hmm.
She's always. I loved because she's always been so positive. I haven't really got any, she never really gave me any trouble.
Oh, nice.
Growing up. She might go out and do something, but she would come home.
I was the worst liar.
She was the worst liar, like the worst. She could not go to bed. She would go to bed.
Guilt just ate at me.
And she'd come in and she'd kneel down at the side of her bed or she'd climb up in bed. Between Trace and I, she still climbs into bed with us, and that's okay.
I do.
She does. She loves to snuggle.
I love
and
to lay by my mom and dad.
And I would not change that one bit.
Oh, that's awesome.
But she would always come in and confess whatever she had done.
I did.
She couldn't go to bed. And I love that. But she was always so positive, and I knew. Well, she started out... let me go back to the beginning when I had her. I actually, when she was born, they actually totally lost her and had to revive her. And she was in ICU for 24 hours to 48 hours before I ever seen her. And for the first 8 months of her life, she would quit breathing all the time. She'd aspirate on her own fluids.
Oh my gosh, it's
so
terrifying.
She had feet or anything. So yeah. She had to sleep.
And nowadays they have like mats or things like babies mm-hmm. can sleep on. So like if like something's happening, an alarm goes off, right? Yeah. My mom just had to like
didn't have that then.
Just sat there and watched me sleep at night.
I didn't sleep, but I put her in an infant seat back then, her infant seat. She slept on a 45 degree angle. They said they could give me a, they called it a crucifixion board, and I'm like, it's this wood board with a
horrible
stick.
No.
And then they, and so I thought, well, they let strap them to a board that had a stick that their legs go on each side so they couldn't slide off it. And I'm like, yeah, I can't do that.
No.
So I had an infant seat, and I just put her into the crib at the side of my bed, and then I'd wake up so many times in the night and her arms would be sticking straight in the air, and I just arouse her. But everybody was kind of scared of her for the longest time, but I always knew, I don't know, something about her. Her dad will say the same thing. Something special about Brooke. You know, my kids are all special, but she's been my one that I've always known is going to go after whatever she wants.
Aww.
And she's going to succeed.
You
and I'm
like
very,
up.
I am. I'm very, very proud of what she's done and accomplished.
Aww.
Sorry, but I love you. But so when she sweet. Was, you know, she danced, she's very, I'm a mom that my kids want to be involved in something. I would work whatever I had to work to put them in it. But if they ever came and said, eh, I don't want to go today, that didn't wash with me.
No, you were out.
You were out. You signed up, you finish it. You give it 110%. And next year, if you don't want to do it, you don't have to. Mm-hmm. And I'm the same right now with my grandkids. I will put them in anything they want to do and support them in whatever they do, but they have to commit. And then I'll back them 100%. But she, from the time she was really little, thought she was going to sing.
I did. Famous. I was going to be on Broadway.
She has a great singing voice.
She has a great voice.
Yeah.
To this day, love her to sing mm-hmm. to me in the car. Mm-hmm. When we drive, she sings for me.
I was, well, I remember vividly one year for, you know, like birthday cards, the ones they have that when you open them, they sing a song.
Uh-huh.
So I remember, I was older, my dad got me a birthday card that when it opened up, it said, I want it all.
Oh, yeah.
I want it all. Yes. And it's because when I was growing up, I thought I was just going to do everything.
Really?
And my parents would be like, you can't do everything. And I was like, yes, I can. 100%. I was like, I wanted to dance on Broadway. I was in dance classes. I was on the swim team. I did gymnastics. I wanted to do barrel racing. Never got to do that. And then as I got older, I just, with, you know, you're in school all day too. And then you start working. It's certain things you don't have time for. And it's like,
you couldn't do it all.
You find out you have to pick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when it came down, she was playing high school softball and dancing. And she danced
every
night of the week from the time she got out of school till I'd pick her up at 9:30 at night to take her home. And so it was like she had her dad made it very clear she had to keep grades at a level or she could not dance. And she just was so determined and she worked so hard at it that her grades, she never had a problem with her grades, but she worked hard to keep them all up. And she's just very dedicated, a hard worker, and goes after it. And her whole life, I've always, there's something special about her. And what you see and what she says is 100%. She doesn't make anything up. She tells it how it is. And I love that about her. And I've instilled that in her. You get nowhere from lying or turning things around because it comes back to bite you in the ass eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're just upfront in the very beginning and you know that, that's all that matters.
Well, I mean, I've learned that whenever I do try to not be upfront, I always have to tell the truth because it just
eats you up.
Dude, I was so bad at lying or fibbing or even just,
I mean, that's a good thing.
Or like keeping a secret.
Right.
Like no one was even allowed to tell me. Like my siblings, no one would tell me secrets about if it was like a birthday thing or a surprise thing. No one told me because I was just like the, like you.
Like me.
Yeah.
Literally like you. It's on your face. Okay, this is actually really, this will tell you. This is high school. I couldn't even tell a lie to my teacher in high school.
She couldn't.
I was in English class. Miss Gardner, if you're listening to this, I remember you and you were my favorite English teacher. So got to class. Had to turn in our papers. I just told her my printer was broken. It was not. I just didn't finish it. And she goes, all right, no problem. Bring it tomorrow. And I was like, whew. And then I sat in class and I was just like,
stewing.
Oh, that does not sit well with me.
That's how she is. She can't.
Seriously, we're just like in class working on our art project or whatever we were doing. And I was just like, oh, man. Miss Garner, she's in her office. And I was like, can I talk to you for a minute? She's like,
this is so true.
This is serious. This is like 10th grade.
What
a whim. I go in her office and I shut the door and I was like, my printer wasn't broken. I just didn't finish my paper. And she looks at me and she laughs and she goes, Brooke, just bring it to me tomorrow. And I was like, okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Went back to my seat. I was like,
just sweating.
I just felt, okay, even better. Okay. Middle school. I didn't get my report card signed. So one of the bad kids in class, I was like, hey, will you forge this signature for me? No, wrong. Sorry. I forged my mom's signature. I can forge hers. I never could do my dad's. Never. So I signed it. I turned it in. I felt so bad, so guilty that I found one of the bad kids in class and I convinced him to steal it back from the teacher. And I just didn't turn it in.
No.
That's
100%.
True.
That's true. That was in shop class.
Oh. You didn't sign for shop?
Dude, I just, man, over the dumbest stuff.
I mean, that's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good thing. You have integrity.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a tough load to bear sometimes.
But when I was growing up, though, I just hated it because it was like, my siblings were like, we're not telling you anything. And I was like, I won't tell anyone, I promise. They told me nothing. And every time they did tell me, it was like all the one person, cousin or mom or dad, all they do is ask one question. It was like, ugh. They're at their friend's house. They weren't supposed to go, but they're over there.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
They told me not to tell, but I can't lie to you, Dad.
Yeah, so true.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. We really appreciate you and want to stay connected with you. So please rate, review, and subscribe to help this podcast grow.
And if you like the podcast, get the word out.
And now back to the show.
Dude, the one time I lied to my dad, the one time I was like hanging on strong, this is a planned lie. High school. Do you remember this? When I was supposed to sleep at Kelsey's house?
Yeah.
I've told you this. Planned lie. My best friend, her parents were out of town, and they were out of town a lot. So like I'm the youngest of four. My oldest two siblings, thank you guys, got into a lot of trouble. So by the time my mom had like me and Lacey, mostly me, because Lacey was more of a homebody, mm-hmm. but it was like the rules that were put on me were really because they were more lenient with the older two, but they really ruined that for the rest of us. So I was going to Kelsey's parents out of town, and I think it was a school night maybe, or it was just the weekend. And I told my dad, like, we knew that we were going to be out late. 100%, mm-hmm. Maybe all night, you know? But the plan was, because I had a curfew, and I told my dad, I was like, he called me, he's like, you coming home? And I was like, yes, I'm on my way. So I drive home, but the whole plan was, I told him, and Kelsey lived at my house. Like, we were inseparable. So the lie was very believable, except I still couldn't deliver it correctly. I told him, you know, Kelsey's home alone. She's going to call me if she's really nervous and I'm going to go stay with her.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, whatever, okay. So it's like, I'm in my room and Kelsey calls. She's at a friend's house and she goes, hey, I'm really scared.
Oh,
can you come and stay? And I was like, yeah, okay, I'm going to go tell mom and dad. So I go in and I was like, hey, Dad, Kelsey just called. I'm going to go stay. And all he did was this. He says, you're not going to Kelsey's house. You're going to go to your friend's house. And I was like,
how did you know?
And I didn't even get to finish the lie. Like, all it took was him just making an assumption. Like, I could have really held strong to him and been like, no, you know, and played it out. But all he did was he just said that. And I was like, well, I would stay at Kelsey's boat. And then he would just, this is the worst thing that my dad has ever said to me. The worst. Oh, he said, I am so disappointed in you. And I was just like, oh,
I know.
Oh my God, kill me.
Yeah.
End it. And he made it very clear that it would take a long time for me to regain his trust again.
Oof.
And it did. And from that evening, he now made my curfew, I think, for like my junior year of high school, with some exceptions due to like football games or whatever. But like, I think it was like 11 o'clock or earlier.
Right.
Yeah, it sucked. But, you know, that's what happens.
That's what happens.
When you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
That's right.
Oh. Yeah, he's pretty right up front with how he feels on things, which is good. But you he couldn't love you anymore.
No. How about the other day when you told me, it was after me and Dad got into an emotional, well, it was just like we were talking about some stuff on the phone, and I basically told him because he was pissing me off. I said, I'm not coming home if you're doing this right now. Anyways, talked to my mom the next day, and what did you say to him? You told him how did it feel to talk to yourself?
I did. I did say that to him because I said, he is like the two of them. I'm listening to the two of them, and I'm like going, they got off the phone, and I just looked at him, and I said, how did that feel? And he's looking at me, and I said, talking to yourself right there. That's the closest one out of our kids that she will stand up just like you, stand up and state her mind back at you.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, her thoughts, she's strong on, just like you. And you guys, seriously, cutting each other off. Just let me stop. Just shut up and let me speak. And I'm like, I'm just sitting there, and Tracy's like telling her to shut up and let him speak. And I'm like, you guys are like
the same person.
The same. They were talking.
Which is so funny because I feel like you two are the same person.
Okay, but here's the thing. So my whole upbringing, okay, I not only heard this like from my mom, like making a joke, but like from like family, of that the concoction that my mom and dad made when they made me, Cody, Robin, and Lacey,
mm-hmm,
was a very
toxic.
No. Not toxic.
Toxic.
It was just like a very dangerous one.
I've always said between my bloodline and Trace's bloodline, my poor kids didn't stand a chance.
Straight up, dude.
I'm the one that said that because just so happens that her and I are both Leos.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, so.
The fireballs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very, both of us. Like that. If I set my mind to something, it's like, I don't care how bad I hurt or if I'm broken. If someone says, oh, you can't do that, I'm like,
yes, I can.
The last thing you want to tell me is that I can't.
Dude.
Right.
So my mom, both my parents are business owners, or did. My dad just retired. My mom started and ran and owned the best bagel shop in Southern Utah. Amongst many other things that she did, catered weddings, wedding cakes, she made pies for restaurants. The list goes on. She's done it. Okay. We were doing the athlete retreat for Naked.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this was great.
My mom made me look like the biggest pussy. And I was like, get it, mom. I want everyone here to know who the head bitch is on this retreat. We are climbing Angel's Landing.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone listening, if you've been to Zion, you definitely know Angel's Landing. It is a very, I should Google it and just give you the exact distance and everything, but it is the longest hike and it just gets gnarly steep. Are you going to Google it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we start out, you know, and like Hutton's super competitive, Jacob. And we all start out, you know, and we're hoofing it. So no one's like really running, but you're a very fast paced walk because we're wanting the exercise. Plus we really needed to get to the very top and not everyone was going to go to the very top because there's a point where it gets super sketchy and we didn't want anyone doing it that didn't feel comfortable. But we wanted to get up there and get down before, you know, it got dark and it actually started raining while we were up there, which is very dangerous. Yeah. But my mom starts going and she's passing everybody. Everyone in the group.
Does not surprise
me. I'm not kidding you. And as she's going by, she's calling, she's saying shit to me. She's like, what'd she say to me? She passes me and she looks back and she goes, chop, chop. And smacks her hands. And I was like, Mom, what the fuck? But it was, it's epic.
Unhook the trailer.
Yeah, it's epic.
Unhook the trailer.
Because it's like,
let it go.
She knows what she wants and she goes after and she's just like getting her workout in.
Well, yeah, because I'm like, I'm in there to do it. And I like head down and just go till you're done. Like that climb, it is a climb. And I feel like I'm going to do it. I'm going to get the most out of I can. So I have to just head down. I'm in my own world. And I just, I hit a pace that I know I can hold and I just hold it.
Yeah. My mom's 61, by the way. She just turned 61. And it's so funny because I'm like, Gina's 50. And like in our group of, like in our group, or you kind of get into like your own little world of things, mm-hmm. like the age thing, it like really is, it just doesn't matter.
No.
No.
You know, and like my mom, you said like, you know, a friend of yours, you just, you start to recognize when certain people, it's like they could even be younger than you. But the second you decide to like give
that
in.
I'm old.
You decide right. to like give in and be like, I'm old now.
I don't do that anymore.
Dude, you don't have to do that. Like, you yeah. really don't. My mom's 61, just crushing it in the gym, you know? It, you know, gets more compliments than Gina and I combined when I'm out when I'm out and about with her.
I did love the fact that somebody thought I was your sister.
Yeah, and then he like kept commenting about you as we're trying to leave the liquor store.
Girl, shut up.
I'm like, come on, geez.
Do you want to know how long it was?
Yeah.
2.5 miles long with an approximate 1,500 feet of elevation gain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a lot.
It's a lot and it's steep. And then you get to the, before you go, then you have to go on chains where you have to hold the chain.
Yeah, there's like chain. Oh, like, yeah, it's sketchy.
It's sketchy and it's like, I didn't climb that.
No, I didn't let her. We got to the point where it was like the last moment where you could turn around. Like people have died. And it's always like idiots that think that, you know, that they think, I mean, I saw people up there hiking in like those really trendy, like big ol' Adidas tennis shoes or like.
Like not hiking shoes?
Not what they should be hiking in. And it's pouring rain. Man, when it poured down.
Okay, well, she turned around and went down. There was a group of people that went down, but the rest of us went up. We get up there and, you know, the storm clouds are kind of coming in and we're taking pictures. So it's like me and Brennan, Leticia, Jake, Sunny, and like some of the group, we're getting all photos up there. Eric from.
Oh yeah. Imam.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Eric came out and did photos and it starts sprinkling and we're like, we got to get down.
Cause it gets slick.
Yeah. And it was so bad. The rain and hail coming in. That there was a few moments because you can only, if people are in front of you, there's only one way down. Like you have to right. wait for them to get down.
Right.
We had to like sit and huddle behind like bushes trying to like stay dry. We were soaking wet, but we finally did get down all safely. The craziest part is as we're trying to get down safely, there's still idiots trying to pass us to go up. We're like, what are you doing?
Turn around.
And it happens to be the idiots that are wearing, you know, trendy.
They're the ones that are going to have to get rescued, basically.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this,
I know.
If you've never been to Zion's is when it rains there,
it's like waterfalls. Like it pours there.
So as you're coming down this trail, it's beautiful, mm-hmm. but you're coming off this trail and you actually have waterfalls that are going over the top of the trail and you're having to go under them.
Underwater.
To get through them because under, like, the water is coming down so hard and so fast. And I was down at the bottom waiting. I was a nervous wreck
because
I
didn't
knew
have,
they
like,
were
our
on
phones
top.
And stuff. So she's down there just like waiting for us to come down. But
and
we
it's
had to like.
Pouring. Everybody else took the bus and I told. Oh, Sunny came down with me, Jake's wife. And she went with a bunch of them down on the bus back. And I stayed waiting for you guys to come down. I was like a little nervous because it. I know what that trail can be when it rains like that. And it was just raining so hard. But you guys got off.
Yeah, once we got down from where like the chains were at, we all decided we were just going to run down.
Yeah.
Which we did. We just ran. Mostly we fell.
I was going to say, I would have been rolling.
It was more like a...
it gets really slick. I mean, yeah. You come off some of those turns and it's that rock gets really slipped that you have to come down.
If anyone listening to this, if you have not been to Zion National Park and you enjoy, you know, the wonders of the world and the natural, just being outdoors, it is incredible.
Also Bryce Canyon.
And Bryce Canyon.
Yeah, Bryce Canyon's
right there.
Yeah, it's right there too. They're beautiful parks out there. Porks, you know.
Beautiful porks
there.
There are
beautiful porks.
Lots of beautiful porks.
Haul a rope out for you.
Whoa, jump the rope?
Yeah.
Dude, I have another funny story. Well, besides the jump the rope, my mom calls a jump rope, jump the rope.
Okay, it just comes out that way. My kids love.
Well, I remember the first time you did it. We were up at I had a competition, and me and Lacey were in the car, and
I needed to get a
jump rope for the competition. My mom's like, we got to get you a jump the rope. And me and Lacey were like, what was that? She goes, we need to go pick you up a jump the rope. And me and Lacey were like, wait, what is it called?
It
took her a second to like realize what we were doing, and we were dying.
They did.
Laughing.
That's the big new joke with me.
Have you always called it jump the rope?
Yeah.
I think since you were a kid?
Probably.
Jump the rope.
I probably don't even realize it that I say it that way, but I do.
Jump the rope.
Yeah, but now I have a complex. So
now you have to think about it?
I think about it.
Yeah.
Because the kids have really gave me a complex. Before, I really didn't think too much about it, and it just came out. I'll get you a new jump the rope.
It's the least we could do, Mom.
Yeah.
No, but what I was going to tell, a funny story. There's no real reason why this came to mind. But I was watching Yellowstone, you guys, epic show.
Oh,
my gosh.
I told you.
I haven't gotten into it.
Oh, man.
I just watched the one with you. I liked it.
Yeah. You might get into it because it is just a really good show. But I'm so into it because I just...
It's like nostalgic,
such,
right?
It's super
like
nostalgic for just my home.
Yeah.
But there was a moment where one of the guys basically cracks a whip and it like goes around one of the guy's necks.
Oh, are you talking about when I cracked the whip?
So so me and my mom and my dad, we were at
Cal Ranch.
We were at Cal Ranch. Great store, by the way. And we're walking around and we love Cal Ranch. And my mom gets a freaking cattle whip.
That's a big one.
Okay? And she just, I'm like, oh, and I start running from her. And she just goes, tink. And it, I kid you not, she just one tiny whip of the wrist because she thought to herself like, oh, I'm just a joke. It's a joke. I'm not going to get you. That whip fully wrapped around my thigh. I was wearing shorts.
How old are you?
Dude, I was probably like, I don't know, like probably like 16.
Probably.
17.
Yeah, I'm like laughing, trying to bawling.
She literally, she was like, she goes, oh, Brooke, watch out. No, she, you know, she's like, and I was like, Mom, what the fuck? And I start like running away from her, and she just goes, tink, and it just goes, all the way drops me to the ground.
My mic died.
No, it's
Mom,
not.
No, your headphones are just unplugged.
Plug. Well, you must have pulled it with your leg.
Probably.
You were getting so excited. So
drops me to the ground. And I'm just like, oh, my mom feels terrible. I look down. I was this close. Like, I was so close to having blood come through my skin.
No.
Because I had a raised whip mark, perfect circle around my thigh, raised up. And it was just so red and like kind of where... it about cut me open. And it was hilarious. Like, we were
laughing
about it.
So hard. Yeah.
We were laughing.
So I'm so sorry. She's I had no idea. Oh,
that was so funny.
I didn't mean to do that. Yeah. I was like, but she dropped, dude, she dropped me so quick.
Yeah.
I'll never forget it.
Yeah, it was great.
And we laughed really hard.
She laughed so hard.
She really didn't, like, the intention wasn't to get me.
No.
But that whip is so long, and all it took was just tink, and it just, whew,
it was the crack
did its
on the
job,
end,
man. The crack on the end of that whip did its job all the way around.
Indiana
my thigh.
Jones over there.
Well, you know, it was nice to know it really worked.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
She was like, "Yeah, don't you forget it. Tell your friends."
Oh man, I could
keep you in shape.
Tell you a story.
Okay.
Okay.
I think it was. I only had Robin and Cody at the time. But it's kind of like that. And I was in the kitchen and I was cooking and your dad came in and he was bugging me and I just swung my hand back and he drops.
Where'd you swing it to, Mom?
Well, I didn't mean to hit it there, but he went.
I don't know what you're talking about, Mom.
Right in the nuts.
Right in his nuts.
Okay, come back. And my son's eyes got so big, and I said, see, your mom can handle it with just one swing. I can handle your dad. Don't ever think anything different.
Just drop dad to the floor.
Jesus is curled up on the floor, and I'm like, I'm sorry.
That's not what I meant to.
I'm sorry, but sorry, I'm using
to do it.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean it, but I'm learning this. I'm using this as a learning tool.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Don't you forget it, kids.
Don't you forget it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, no, you guys are a lot alike. A lot alike.
Yeah.
And I was telling her what.
You're both nudists.
I will not deny that.
I know. They're both nudists, guys. Everyone's like, dang, can I hang out with them?
Oh, it's
Brooke's always been a very free person.
And you know what? It could come from like my mom.
It's from your mom.
But like when I was young, I ran around naked all the time.
I ran around naked when I was a kid, but there was a point where I just didn't anymore.
For me,
you continued to run around naked.
But here's why
I've been like that with all my kids, even my son.
But that's why.
But here's why I think so. I think more so than just like when I would like run through the house without any clothes on to like, I'd run to like my mom's bedroom or to like the laundry room to get my stuff. I wouldn't just like be naked around my house.
Right.
No, like when I was little, I remember just like wanting to be like my dad, and him and my brother would be outside doing yard work and they'd have their shirts off. So I'd go out there with my shirt off too. Like that was just what I did.
Yep.
But I would say the comfort of just like not really having clothes on all the time. I mean, I danced from age 4 until I went to college, and then I danced in college. But like, I just was so used to like leotard and tights.
You don't like the restriction of clothing.
Yeah. And then like also too, when we would be performing, quick changes, you strip down on the side of the stage, you strip down. It's like, it's just the way that it is.
Right.
It's not like
you can't tell me
what
that you can't hardly wait to get home and get out of your clothes.
I sleep naked a lot of the time.
Yeah.
See, and I don't.
But, well, I obviously, if you're sleeping with me, I'm not sleeping naked.
I do.
But
I wait till you're asleep.
But I do like sleeping naked.
I have to wear underwear. That's it.
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. I definitely will go home and change my clothes into something more comfortable. I like to be comfortable, but I won't necessarily walk around naked.
I've been caught in my old house. I had windows all across the back, and I don't put blinds or anything on them. And my house kind of set down.
Well, because there wasn't like a house right behind me. Right. It was actually above
us, and it had a fence.
Couldn't see in the house.
But we were putting a pool in, and I would go across the back of my house, and I had a room that was like my craft room. I'd iron or whatever in there, my sewing room.
Ironing naked does not sound like a good thing.
She was just going in there for something.
No, I know.
Going in there, and then all of a sudden, I hear somebody in the backyard, and so I have really low windows, and
literally the crawl, a foot and a half, slithering
like the snake army under
crawl.
The window.
I wish I could have seen that. Just army crawling naked.
I mean, definitely when we were putting the pool in, I was in middle school, and my dad would come in to kiss me goodbye when he's going to work, and what he said is he would come in and say, hey, wear some clothes.
Yeah.
There's workers in the backyard.
Yeah. He still tells me that.
I have to tell Ruby that all the time.
Put on clothes.
She's a naked one too. No, but it's funny because, so Brooke's always been very, very comfortable being naked. I'm not uncomfortable being naked. I'll be naked.
No, yeah, you're naked.
Yeah, I'm naked. Yeah. But it was just so funny because the first time I realized, I was like, oh, this is where she gets it. Is I was down, I flew down to pick you up. You'd had surgery and your mom was with you, and I was going to drive you guys back up. And I'd met you, and we'd hung out a couple times, but Leslie comes out of the shower, just towel on her head, completely naked, just talking to me. Yeah. And so just bending over, getting into her suitcase.
Yep. just and Gina's like,
okay.
All right.
I mean, it doesn't make me uncomfortable. I just was like, good for her. I see where she gets it.
Okay.
No shame in her game.
And we've noted it.
Yeah.
No, I love it. I was sitting in the car with you guys the other day listening to you talk, and it's literally the same person. That's why I think it's so funny that you're the same person as your dad, too.
Terrifying.
I know. It is terrifying. No. Her,
yeah.
You guys are good people. I'm just so thankful that you had her so she could be
Me
my
too.
Friend.
Me too, man. I'm so happy you and dad did it.
You guys did it only 4 times, right?
Oh, the killer is.
I'm so happy after the first three, you still thought, like, let's
do it again.
One more. Yeah. One more go
let's
around.
Do it.
Yeah.
What were you
and I
say?
Will never forget the day. I can't remember how old you were. Lacey and I was going. I was going to go get me a sexy nighty.
Uh-huh.
And you, like, tells Lacey, no, you're not. They don't do that anymore.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Listen, guys. All right.
You remember?
I 100%. I was pretty young because Robin ruined me. My oldest sister ruined me. I knew everything. I knew not everything about sex, but I had, like, the sex talk well before Lacey did, who's older than me. Because Robin thought it was hilarious. She would just, like, tell stuff to me. And then when I'd go to school, I would tell my friends. But I do remember that when I found out that my parents apparently still had sex, I was like, what?
Ew.
I was like, no. I thought when I was little, I thought the only reason you had sex was to make a baby. And if you weren't making a baby, you didn't have sex. And so, yeah, I remember. Well, honestly, I remember the first time I heard you and dad having sex.
Well, let's not go there.
I was probably really young, but it was because, like you said, like when you're little, and I had nightmares. So I had really bad, I had nightmares when I was little, and I would end up in my parents' room, or I would be so terrified sometimes. I couldn't even get out of my bed to go to their room. I would have to yell for them to come to my room.
True.
To do that.
And so of course I would have ran into the moment where I, you know, I'm going to go to their room and their door shut. And if my parent, that was the first mistake, mom, you guys always slept with your door open. And if you were fucking, you shut it. It's like, if your door was shut, I knew. And
I still remember,
like,
the time your dad put Vaseline on the doorknob.
Well, I probably wasn't alive, was I? That's how my dad tried to keep the
kids. Oh, yeah,
you
were telling me this story. Yeah. He'd put Vaseline on the doorknob so the kids couldn't turn the doorknob.
Because they'd come, my siblings would come to the room and just be knocking on the door, Mom! Mom!
The worst.
It's so funny. Your phone keeps going off and it's on vibrate.
Oh,
and I keep
like
thinking that you're farting.
Oh.
I felt it earlier and it was like, oh.
Oh, well.
Okay. There's a handful of people.
Okay. All right. Well,
you guys,
we've come down to the end of our 100 episode.
Guys, what if
we did read all the emails, so I didn't get to all of them because I didn't want to read all of them out loud, but there were some really great ideas, and we might actually still go back and at least do some of them for another episode. We're like, we're trying to get content. So
honestly,
what are we going to do?
Honestly, we're so surprised that we did 100 of these.
I know.
I'm impressed.
I know.
Really.
Thanks.
I am.
Thank you.
And proud of you both.
Thank you.
We'll definitely read your emails and use them, because what else are we going to talk about?
I know. That's what, remember, Brooke was like, maybe we'll do like Enneagrams, because we do want to do that.
Yes,
we do want to talk about them.
You know, Natalie keeps asking me, did you do it? I'm like, no, I forgot.
I know. So we were going to do that. And my sister's been telling us to do it forever too. And then she said, well, maybe when my mom comes on, like, all three of us will do it. And I said, no, we need another, like, something else to talk about on a different episode. At least let's, you know, separate
them. Yeah, so we're going to do Enneagrams.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk about our...
Tell you guys what we are.
Our letter.
Our number.
Sequence.
Number.
Our number.
Numbers, I think.
There's so many different... Dude, there's numbers. There's so many different, numbers. Like, personality things.
I know. All right. Well, thank you so much, Leslie, for being on.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Brooke's mom's buff. And yeah. And you know what? This is really funny too. I'm just going to end with this. It was really funny because Leslie obviously is a very protective mom, and it's probably really hard for you to hear the things that people say about your daughter sometimes, the negative things. And it was so funny because we were doing... we were working out and Colby was filming, and it gets to Leslie and she goes, what'd you say?
Always,
he said.
She said,
and I don't do steroids.
And I don't do steroids.
Yes, I did say that.
Because if you see Leslie, it's hard to say. I mean, she's all dressed up, but if you see her workout, she and Brooke have the. I mean, Brooke has her genes, 100%. We're going to see how many times we can say 100%.
100%. 100%. Oh, okay. And last thing, you guys, nswear.com.
Oh, yeah.
We're starting to get, now that, like, you know, some things are opening back up. I had new partners and then COVID happened and it got super crazy, but I'm going to be coming out with some more, like, some graphic tees and obviously activewear, and we have men's stuff coming out, but we're going to be working on, for sure, I think it'll live at nswear.com, but we're going to be doing some BTR.
Yeah. We're going to do some
merch,
some between the reps merch.
And one shirt for sure is going to be.
Well, one's going to be
100%. And prove it.
And prove it.
Prove it.
And yeah. We're not sure how to write that. So if you guys have any ideas of how to actually spell that, would be great.
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe
how are you going to get that? I don't know. You're going to have to get like.
I was thinking like BLLP, like.
And then you got to have the little graphic like it's.
Dude,
blowing.
Maybe we should also sell some of those ice cube shapers.
Oh, yeah.
That I donated to you guys.
Oh, yeah. My mom's here. As soon as she got here, I was like, hey, mom, I pulled it out of the freezer and I was like, I put this on the podcast the other day. She goes, I forgot you had that.
I've been over here making dicks.
Yeah, I was just showing everyone my dick.
I used to make them into popsicles.
That's what I said. I said you could make it into a popsicle.
Yeah, you just have to start ahead of time and then you have a girls' night or whatever. We'd always float them in the punch bowl.
I know. That's
at a gathering.
Amazing.
And shock people.
Does it sound like something I would do?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yep.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening.
Yes, thank you for listening. Thank you, Mom, for chatting.
Thank you again for writing in. And yeah.
Remember to
rate, review, subscribe, five star rating, five star warning. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
See you next week.
Bye.